Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Shout out to my gamblers. Shout out to the gamblers. And no, I'm not throwing any shade at shit. I'm pretty sure that's not the proper way to throw shade. Still trying to learn and still trying to figure out this whole shading, tinning issue. It's a New Year's resolution. It's definitely a goal of mine. But really, for real though, for real Z's, shout out to the gamblers. And a bigger shout out to the professional gamblers. Big shout out to you, because I tried to do it once, and all it took was that one time. Never again. No more. No more. Never again. No more. And this is not me judging. This is no judge. No judge zone. It's definitely not me judging. It's me knowing myself. It's me having that experience. It's me having that feeling. And that feeling that I had, I don't want to have it anymore. I don't want to feel that way. I don't want to have those thoughts. I don't want to not have that control. I don't want to go down that road. I don't want to go down that yellow brick road. I don't want to go down that path. I don't want to see what's the end of the tunnel. I just don't want to go there. I want to take the different direction when I come to the fork in the road. Been there. Done that. Definitely not me throwing shade at you. Come on now. I don't know how to throw shade, and nobody's really stepping up to the plate. Another cliche of helping me out with the shade. I'm getting there slowly but surely. I'll be there before the end of the year. Currently, now, no, not there. This is just me giving a shout out to the gamblers and a bigger shout out to the professional gamblers. I tried that. I went to a casino. I spent money at a casino. It's okay when you're winning. It's okay when you're winning. And it's sort of okay if you have a plan. It's definitely, definitely sort of okay in terms of okay with me and me feeling okay. Not you. Definitely not you, professional gamblers. And definitely not you regular gamblers. Not you. It was okay when I was winning and when I was up a large amount of money. It was okay. It was all right then. I'm winning. It's fine. And I noticed when I was winning, my cocktails were coming a little bit faster, coming a little bit faster than regular, coming a little bit faster than just the person that was around. And those beverages, those tasty beverages, were definitely free. They were definitely free, and they were coming faster. And that's the thing, being up a certain amount and having all of my chips exchanged for fewer chips, just to put all my money together. I don't know if it's a trick or not, because I'm not a professional gambler. I am not a regular gambler. This was just something to experience, something to do at the time. Something to do at the time. And everything was fine. I'm winning. I got my chips exchanged. And I knew going into this, I knew starting off that you really can't win. And what I mean by you really can't win, or the thought process I had, you really can't win. The casino has more money than I do. Yeah, the casino has more money than I am willing to spend. I am willing to lose. Therefore, when I reach a number, when I reach a percentage, when I reach what I deem is, okay, I'm good. I'm good. Stop. Well, I reached that point. I reached that point and I just couldn't stop. I just couldn't stop. I reached that point, but the winnings kept coming. Then the greed set in. I got greedy. I wanted to eat more. I wanted to eat more than what I was already eating. I was eating and I was eating good, but I wanted to eat real good. I wanted to eat real, real, real good. So I just kept going. I kept eating. I kept wanting to eat more. I just kept eating. Then they changed dealers on me at the blackjack table. They changed dealers on me. And at that point, things just started to go downhill. My winning got a little bit less. And for me to try to make back that winning or make back those winnings, I every so often would just better double or double it up. And the cocktails are still flowing. The cocktails are still flowing. It got to the point where the chips that I put in my pocket, the chips that I planned on not touching, plan on not using, plan on just having there ready to cash out. Yeah, some of those started to get played. Actually, all of them got played eventually. All of them got played eventually. And this is where I would like to tell you that I just want everything back. This is where I like to tell you that I finished on a positive. This is where I like to tell you that all the chips that I won or all the chips that I had were the chips that I eventually end up leaving with. Those are things that I would love to tell you. Those were things that I would like to tell you. Those things would just be so, favorite word, amazing to tell you. None of it was true. None of it happened. It would be fiction, fable, or some other form of a word or words that means not true, not a fact. Not a fact. I went to the ATM to take out some more money to try to win back what I lost. But this is where I like to tell you there was a set amount that I took out at ATM. This is where I like to tell you that that set amount that I took out was the only amount I ended up playing. And this is where I tell you that all of that's true. And I can say all of that's true. At least I had the mental toughness, the fortitude to at least draw the line with the ATM. Say, okay, I got this set amount I'm taking out. If I don't win it back, if I don't win anything back, if I don't make it back, I'm good. It's over with. I'm gonna call it, just charge it to the game, you know, charge it to the game. Yeah, well, that's what ended up happening. Ended up having to charge that one to the game. And this isn't like I plan on losing. This isn't like that. I plan on losing. I wanted to eat. I ate. I was eating good, and I got greedy. I got greedy, and I started to make it back. I got greedy, and I started to want to do more. And when you losing isn't a good feeling to begin with. But when you losing a large amount of money that you won, that you were already processing in your head what you're going to do with this large amount of money that you won. I mean, I had everything planned out to a T, what I was going to do with that money, what I was going to do with that cash, what I was going to do with that bread, what I was going to do with them dineros, that moolah, everything. I had it all planned out. It's like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get that. All of this planned out in my head. Still trying to pay attention to the cards. Still trying to pay attention to what's going on, you know, my surroundings and what other players are doing. Because, yeah, sometimes other players can mess you up. Yeah, sometimes other players can do things that are extremely questionable. But I'm not here today to point the finger. I'm not here today to blame anybody else for this. Not here today to do any of that. I'm here today to tell you that after that, no more for me. After that, I am good. After that, I don't like that feeling and I cannot do it again. I can't do it again. I can't just say I want to go and gamble and there's a possibility I can win. But the overall possibility is I'm going to lose. I am going to lose. And if I could somehow guarantee that if I win or I'm winning, that I can stop eating, that I can stop eating, that I can somehow just not be greedy, somehow just not want more, somehow just kill that addiction of wanting more. That's easy to say, but so hard to do. That is easy to say, but so hard to do. Then you can be like, well, why didn't you have people with you to help you out? Hey, Einstein or Newton or some, you know, scientist, philosopher, some critical thinker, some rational thinker, linear, some form of thinking. Look, I did that. I had people in my crew. I had people around to make sure that if I got greedy or if I wanted to continue eating, help me stop eating. I'm getting too fat. Help me stop eating. I don't want to eat no more. When I get to this point, don't let me eat anymore. They tried. I can't point the finger and blame them for what eventually ended up happening. I can't do that because when it all comes down to it, it's all on me. It's my fault. My bad. I even went to the ATM. At least I was able to come to my senses and stop then. At least I was able to draw a line in the sand and not hop over that line. It's like, okay, reach this point. That's it. It's over with. Charge it to the game. Just wish that I was able to somehow calibrate that and make that charge it to the game after I end up losing, like, let's say a dollar of what I've already won. That would have been a good day because I had all these things just planned, all these stuff that I wanted to get. I had that money already spent. Yeah, I had that money already spent, planned out. This is what I'm going to do. Just happy, feeling good inside. Feeling like I'm the king of the world. Feeling like I'm the champion. Feeling like I'm the one, you know, the only one. And everything was just magical. Everything was just good in my eyes. No wrong was happening. Didn't even think that something bad could happen. Then they changed the dealers on me. Changed the dealers on me. Things just started to go downhill. I was used to win, but I ain't winning no more. I used to feel good. I don't feel good anymore. What can make me feel good if I just start back winning? How can I start back winning? I got to keep playing. How do I got to keep playing so I can start back winning? But if I stop playing, I don't win again. If I don't win again, I can't get what I lost back. You see that vicious cycle? You see that vicious cycle? I couldn't break the cycle. I could not break the cycle. I could not, in good conscience, just say, I'm done. After they changed dealers, I'm done. After I lost the first, I don't know, couple thousand, I'm done. After so many indicators, after so many signs to let me know that it's time, and I'm not even talking about my peeps that were saying, you know, we should go. You know, you should stop. You know, that's not a good idea. All valid points. All valid points. All looking back, hindsight. 2020, hindsight. Yeah. It was right. It was right. It was correct. I blame me wanting to eat all the time. I blame me for having an insatiable appetite for winning. I blame me just for being greedy. If I wasn't greedy, if I was able to satisfy the thirst, satisfy the hunger, it could have been different. It could have been different, but it was not different. It was not different. And that feeling of losing and trying to win and doing everything to win, but can't win, and you're steady losing, and then a losing turned to more losing, then that more losing turned to more losing, and you want to stop. You want to stop, but you can't stop because you can't leave and you can't stop on a loss. But then when you actually win, you think that you can win again, and that win again can turn into another win. And then you think that you can win more than you lose. You can't win more than you lose, or I can't win more than I lose. Shout out to my gamblers. Shout out to my professional gamblers. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it, but you're a better human than I am. I don't know how you do it, but you're a better person than I am. And this is not me throwing shade. This is me standing up, saluting you. I salute you, and I give you props because you can do what I can't do. You know how to stop the hunger. You know how to make that hunger go away. You know how not to be greedy. You can stay within yourself when it comes to that. You are in control. You are in control. You are in control. Just like the referees of the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship game. They were in control. Now people want to come out and say, oh, the refs just messed up the flow of the game. Oh, the refs just got a little too greedy. The refs just made themselves the highlight, the center of attention. Why didn't they just let the kids play? Refs, let the kids play. We didn't come here to see you. We came to see the University of North Carolina and Gonzaga play for the championship game. Well, all that might be true. All that might be true. However, let's not get this confused. Let's not get this twisted. The product of college basketball is the product of college basketball. You can't sit here and blame bad basketball on referees. Come on. This bad basketball has been taking place for a long time. A long time. It's long overdue. The refs are just a scapegoat. The refs are what you point to say that, oh, my fairy tale, it's still a fairy tale. I just got to point the finger and blame something else for the fairy tale becoming a nightmare. And to point that finger at the refs is the thing to do because it's cool. Sure, they may have missed a few calls here or there. Sure, they may have, I don't know, you blew or messed up a call here. A touch foul there. It happens. It's not like they never reffed before in their entire life. If that was the case, then sure, hey, you got me. But when game after game after game after game, and there's like this, I don't know, tendency of poor fundamental play or mental lapse in, you know, basketball, it's got to be the product, and it's definitely not the referees. Come on. Admit your hunger. Admit your greed, and just stop eating. Stop eating bad basketball.